A long time ago, when we last met before Yom Tov, we began discussing the sugya of Shish Amiibo, whether there is a requirement of Shish Amiibo to constitute a Rishus Harabim. We last discussed the Machlokas Mishonim, Machlokas Achronim, as to how we pass it. Just one further ha'ara on that. We noted the Pashtus in the Mechaber was that the Mechaber presents these two opinions as Stam V'Yeshomer. In Shidman Peis Zayin, the Mechaber presents the criterion of Rishus HaRabim without mention of Shish HaRibo, and then he quotes V'Yeshomerim, Shekol She'en Shish HaRibo Ovrim Bo B'chol Yom Eino Rishus HaRabim. In general, we assume that in Klalei Hapsaka the Mechaber, Stam V'Achakach Yeshomer Malachak Estam. So presumably, the intention of the Mechaber should be to pass on like the Stam, that there's no requirement of Shish HaRibo, because he only quotes Shish HaRibo as a Yesh Omer, and that's how the Mechaber generally presented, notwithstanding perhaps some contrary indications, as we had discussed last time. There is a Prima Gadim here. Prima Gadim is quoted in a tshuva by Rav Vosner, which is printed in the West Rogers Park Erev Kuntras, West Rogers Park, Chicago. The Erev there was constructed with the assistance of Rabbi Ben Zion Vosner, Rav Vosner's son, and there's a moderately lengthy kuntras written by Rav Ben Zion Vosner, but that's preceded with a tshuva by his father, the Shevet Halevi Zichrono Livracha. The Shevet Halevi there notes, quoting his son in fact, that Prima Gadim here seems to view this Stam V'Yesh Omrim as a different kind of Stam V'Yesh Omrim than your Stam V'Yesh Omrim. Meaning what? Prima Gadim writes in Mishmas Azav Sivkatan Zayin, again, both the Magen Avraham and the Taz are of the opinion, note, common practice is to require Shish HaRibo as part of Rishus HaRabim. And that is their position, the halacha. So the Prima Gadim, they're commenting on the Mishmas, in the Mishmas Azav Sivkatan Vav, quotes the Magen Avraham, that both the Taz and Magen Avraham are Mekel. Then he writes, V'yafel gav, the halacha kideya aleph, bistam, even though in general we assume that when it comes to stam yesh omer halacha it's kistam, hainu b'mefurash, that's where the stam is explicit. Ma she'en ken kan, she'en mefurash lehepech. Here it's not explicit that the stam is arguing on the yesh omer, meaning what? That the Mechaber doesn't say you don't require Shish HaRibo, the Yesh Omrim, that you do require Shish HaRibo. He doesn't address Shish HaRibo at all in this time. And then he quotes the Yesh Omrim that you need Shish HaRibo. So Prima Gadim seems to say, if I'm reading it correctly, and that's what Rav Vosner flags, that this isn't a classic Stam Yesh Omrim because the Stam is not Mefurish. And Rav Ben Zion Vosner wonders why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote this Prima Gadim. No one quotes this Prima Gadim ever and presents the Mechaber as Stam V'Yesh Omer Halacha Kistam. Sorry?
Does he bring proofs for that?
He doesn't, and that's a little bit curious, because what would it mean to say to be Mefarit? The Mechaber is coming to tell you what are the criteria for Rishus HaRabim. So you wouldn't expect the Mechaber to tell you what's not the criteria. He's telling you, in order to be Rishus HaRabim, it has to be Eina Megura, it has to have Tesayinama, it has to be Mefulish. So these are the requirements of Shish HaRibo. The Yesh Omrim, that you also require Shish HaRibo, but if you don't require Shish HaRibo, that's not a requirement. That's a lack of requirement. So the fact that it's not Mefurish in the Stam, I don't understand why that should make it different than any other classic Stam Yesh Omrim. But Prima Gadim does appear to say that. He doesn't demonstrate how we know that. Maybe there are other Prima Gadims elsewhere that do. And I'm just pointing that out as a Mar Malkum of note. You should be aware of such a Prima Gadim, and if you find a Hezber, please let me know.
Wouldn't the Shulchan Aruch say you require Shish HaRibo, the Yesh Omer you don't? And then you would pass them by the nine Yesh Omer. And they make no sense, right? Is that against the Prima Gadim?
No, the Yesh Omer.
Well, no, the Stam, the Lach is always at the Stam.
I'm saying if the Shulchan Aruch wanted to say you pass on the Yesh Omer, which right, you need Shish HaRibo, but Yesh Omer you don't.
Okay. It was not here.
Even the Mishnah Berurah is not. Doesn't quote the Prima Gadim, is not sold on that idea. He just says that in limchot, like you're not supposed to. Like everyone does it, but
right. No, he's just Rabbi Lesner Jr. was just wondering why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote that part of the Prima Gadim, and he seems to accept the notion of Sami Yeshamim and the Machab would be relevant here, and the Prima Gadim says that's not true. Again, the Prima Gadim to me seems like a curious position. Why you would view this as different than a standard Sami Yeshamim just because of Sami Yeshamim first?
Because it's a qualification, it's not an argument. And a lot of times when the Machab brings something and then qualifies it when mm-hmm. it's not the first, it's just not an argument, just qualifying. So, like, the Ramah might say, like, you know, we're not like Lahafner for the Yesharim. So here it results in a kula, but it's...
So Yesharim is viewed as a totally new paragraph. There's another issue that some raise, but it's not reflected in the stock.
Right. I mean, it seems that maybe that's the thing that's going to, it's just a qualifier.
Yes, I guess you'd have to take a look at every Stam Yesharim in Shulchan Aruch and see if others fit into that same pattern and have the Nosei Kalim present those.
Right.
But I can do that, but... I hear.
I was wondering when do you have the Lashon here? Is the Yesh Omer in the same sis, or is it like, or is it a Vid Yesh Omer, or is it sort of separate?
Again, here the Yesh Omer is in the same sif. I'm not aware. I can't think offhand of any day where Yesh Omer is in a different sif.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to remember. I know one example where it's because I know that there's examples where the Mechaber only brings a simon something with Geisha Rim without any discussion prior.
That's something else. So that the Nosei Kalim typically say that sometimes it's quoted as the Yesh Omrim, where it's only the Ferish and one Rishon, even though no one argues explicitly. That's a different issue. We here we're talking about whether it's a Sami Yesh Omrim.
Yeah, I'm sure. I was trying to see if there's any way that. Because the assumption I know is that usually when you bring the Yesh Omrim without any Stam, the Halachas come also anyways.
Right. Yeah, there is a Stam, so the issue is whether it's a classic Stam. That's what Shlomo was saying before a minute ago. Maybe because it's a different topic that we don't view it as attached directly to the Stam. Maybe that's what people got the means. Okay, fine. Just the Ara.
Okay,
let's move on. As far as the Shir of Shishim Rebo, the Rosh Hashanah has an interesting comment. The Rosh Hashanah in Erevin Daf Vavim and Aleph on Tosef Dibur Maskel Ketza. Tosef Dibur Maskel Ketza. The Rosh Hashanah writes, 1 second, 600,000, that must be a little bit lav dafka. Because what was the real count of Klai Yisrael in the Midbar? End of Parshas Pekudei, beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Sefer B'Midbar. The real count was...
You're saying, like, including women and children? Or
without women and children. The man between 20 and 60. So
it was 600,000, 603,550. Yeah.
Right, so the real count of men between 20 and 60 in the Midbar was 673,550. So if it's supposed to be doing the Digle Midbar, the male population between 20 and 60, shouldn't the din be, you have to have 603,550 people in the city. So Prima Gadim says, in a Hanami, 600,000 is because it sounds like he means, Yitaka do need 603,550. Same with Tiferes Yaakov points out, volume 2, page Reshit Zion. Tiferes Yaakov, page Reshit Zion, maybe not. It is true that there are other psukim that do say Shishim Riba, like the Pasuk and Parsha spoke, Kishesh Meos Elevad Lihad Varim Levad Mitaf. So you do have a number 600,000. So maybe it's 600,000 dafka. The more likely, and this is what in the Sefer Rechovo Sa'ir, this is the Sefer from Antwerp, but he points out.
The lashon of the pasuk is sometimes the pasuk speaks in generalization.
Right, exactly. That's what I think is, that's what seems more likely. He points this out in Siman Kaf Aleph. He quotes Rashi in Parshas Velosa. Rashi writes explicitly that there the Torah also says, Shesh Mios Elef Ragli. So that's lav dafka, because the Torah rounds off. It's approximately 600,000. The Torah doesn't give you exact numbers. And so in Echonami.
Right, Pekudei, the point was to count. You know.
There you need an exact number, but usually the Torah rounds off. So the did also, the Dumli Didigli Midbar, would be rounded off. However, what he points out is, So you understand readily that you're going to round off the extra 3,550 to make it an even 600,000. But where do the Levium fit in? Well, Levium, Lohas Begum Sokham, there was another count of Levium or another 22,000 Levium. So why aren't they included in the Shishim Ribo? They're also part of the male population between 20 and 60. So maybe in a Hanami, that's also called rounding off. So the 22,000 extra compared to a big whole number of six digits is not so consequential. So 600,000 also rounds off the 22,000. But he has a creative approach. The Sefer Rechavos Sa'ir, which we have quoted before, Pinchas Eliakim Kornfeld of Antwerp. So he has the following approach that he presents to deal with a different issue also. Rashi, also in Parsha Beloska, Rashi Beloska Perik Yud Pasuk Kafei, quotes the Yushalmi as a machlokas, what was the formation when the Israel traveled to the Midbar? Did they travel Kekora or did they travel Keteva? Did they travel in a straight line, like a beam? Or did they travel like a box? They traveled in the same formation that they camped around the Mishkan. Right? So one opinion is that they traveled kakor, they all went in a straight line.
Like single file.
Well, not like a single file, but all the Shvatim went one shevet in front of another shevet. And the other opinion is that they traveled the way they camped. So the Machanos in the north went first, and then the Machanos in the east and west followed with the Mishkan in the middle, and the Machanos in the south followed as well, whatever direction they were going. Right? Not Machlokas, whether they traveled Kekora or traveled Keteva.
Mishkan east.
I'm sorry?
Mishkan east and
then? Well, I don't know if they traveled.
Someone said the north came around.
Right. So in Echonami, whatever direction they traveled in, at whatever point they traveled, so they traveled in formation. Whatever the formation of the encampment. I'm sorry.
North came around, but it still wouldn't be aligned.
Again, however the directions turned, but they traveled in the formation of the Machana. Okay, so he points out the following. First of all, he says maybe that's the machlokas, whether you need shishim riba should depend on that, because if they travel kikora, if they traveled in a straight line, again, it doesn't mean single file, but they traveled in a straight line, so then you had the entire population traveling, so to speak, on the same road, traveling on the same path. So you had your Shishim Ribo population traveling on the same path. But if they traveled Kikora, then if they traveled Keteva, if they traveled in the formation in which they camped, so you didn't necessarily have Shishim Ribo traveling in the same path, because if all the Machnas were going forward, let's say, so there was no path that the entire Machna Yisrael was traversing. They were traversing a wider area that wasn't a single path.
At what point was there an actual gap in between the north and the center and the center and town?
Well, the gap was where the Mishkan was in Machna Levia.
But you had the east.
Right.
East and the north, was there a gap in between here? Because if there's no gap, it's just a really wide
Shishim. Right, so you could have said that maybe. He doesn't say that. I don't know if we...
At what point does it...
Right, in the Hanami. So I was thinking that you could have said that, but this is how he presents it. He thinks maybe that's the name of the machlokas, or at least it's easier to understand how you get Shishim Rebo if they traveled in a straight turline. But then he says, maybe that's also pshat in where the Levium ended up in this count. Because if they travel Kikora, that's how you get your Shishim Ribo, the Machna Levium, the Levium didn't travel as part of that straight line. Because of Malbim, in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Aleph Pasakaf, Malbim writes, "Bishas Hanesia Yakifos Hamishkan, Uvinsa Mishkan So he writes that even when Bnei Yisrael were traveling in the Midbar, the Levim were still surrounding the Mishkan. The Achlaman, the Amr Kekorah Hayu Mahalchen, even if you assume that the rest of Bnei Yisrael were traveling in a straight line, Bnei Gershon Ubnei Merari Saviv HaGalas. Halchu Bnei Gershon Bnei Merari Saviv HaGalas. So even if you assume Kekorah, but the Levim were not part of that Korah, they were still traveling with the Mishkan, surrounding the Mishkan with the Agalas. So he says maybe that's why the Levim are not included in the count of Shishim Rebo, because the count of Shishim Rebo are all those people that travel straight in the Korah, and the Levim were traveling in their own formation around the Mishkan. A little bit creative, but you can take it or leave it. I thought that was an interesting approach.
Is this from the Bava Society?
I'm sorry?
This is from the Bava Society. What does that do in traveling?
When they're still.
Some thousand while they were camped. They had some thousand and they were just in a big camp. So we just went down to society.
So that would be this Roger, that would be correct.
But 600,000, you have more than 600,000 before when they were camped. You would have camped, really, on the side.
Right, but it could be that the base number of where the camp comes from is based on the number where they're traveling, not the number when they were encamped.
How do you know that? You learn out from when they were camped from the Levim.
We'll have to talk about that. Is that necessarily the case? We learn out from the Machan Leviyah. But is it only the Machan Leviyah when they were camped, or the Machan Leviyah when they were traveling? If it's Machan Yisrael, it's the Machan Yisrael when they're traveling just when they're camped. Presumably, if it's Machan Leviyah alone, which we'll have to talk about, I don't know if we'll get to it today, so that presumably is the Machan Leviyah when they're camped, in Achanami. If it's Machan Yisrael, is it Machan Yisrael only when they're camped, or Machan Yisrael when they're traveling also? Because if you're learning Esrata for the Midbar also, that's when they're traveling. In Achanami, that's not necessarily Bechreach. I just thought it was interesting to point out. So again, the major Bali Plutza a couple hundred years ago, in this Machlokas, whether Lemaisa requires Shishim Rebo or not, but the Mishkanes Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim, Mishkanes Yaakov, Yaakov Karliner, Talmid of Chaim Volozhiner, and the Beis Ephraim, Ephraim Zalman Margolius, who was in Brod, in Galicia. The Rosh Hefter always points out it wasn't the Rav in Brod, he was Baal Bas. The Rav in Brod was the Lev Aryeh, or the Mechaber of the Lev Aryeh in Chulin, who was the Rav there at the time. Ephraim Zalman Margolius was not the Rav of the town, but may have ended up being more famous. So in that back and forth, the series of Shuvas, we'll just make a couple other Ha'aras about what they write, and then we'll move on. Mishnas Yaakov in Simen Kuf Kaf, paragraph beginning the Gam, Mishnas Yaakov Simen Kuf Kaf, paragraph beginning the Gam, which in the classic pagination is on page 108, page Kuf Ches. Again, paragraph beginning the Gam, page Kuf Ches. So Mishnas Yaakov writes that, again, Mishnas Yaakov is of the opinion that everybody got it wrong, and you don't need Shishim Rebo for Shisarabim, and basically any city with a street of 16 amos wide is going to be Rishis HaRabim Deraisa. So he says, not Mistaber, that, let's say you assume you need Shishim Rebo, what would that mean? That when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, it was Rishis HaRabim. They had Shishim Rebo. And the minute they got into Eretz Yisrael, the Shishim Rebo spread out over the whole country, and there's no Rishis HaRabim anymore, so it was that point in history, in the Midbar, there was Rishis HaRabim, and the second they got into Eretz Yisrael, no more Rishis HaRabim. And then he says, let's fast forward a little bit further, in the days of Nehemiah, the number of Jews that went back to live in Eretz Yisrael after Galus Babel, in the time of Nehemiah, was relatively small. And the Navi says there were 40,000 Jews in Eretz Yisrael at the time. And we know from the Pesukim that in the time of Nehemiah, there was Chil Shabbos in terms of Hotzah, And there are certain gezeiras that were made in order to stem the violations of Hotzah that were going on. So if you need Shishim Riba to be Rishis HaRabim, there's clearly no Rishis HaRabim in Eretz Yisrael because the population of the entire country was far less than Shishim Riba, definitely not in Yerushalayim. So does it make sense that at the time of the Chemia they would have made zeros to prevent the violation of Anissa Durabanan, of Hotzah Durabanan, if there's no Rishis HaRabim Duraisa? He says, no, it must be that you don't need Shishim Riba, that even without a population of Shishim Riba, you still have Rishis HaRabim Duraisa. Otherwise, it wouldn't have made sense. And at the time of the Chemia, they made these zeros to prevent people from violating Hotzah. That's one of the Mishnah Yashka's arguments, that it must be Shishim Riba is not a requirement for Rishis HaRabim.
That needs to be for everything, not just Sartia.
I'm sorry?
That needs to be for all types of Rishis HaRabim, not just Sartia.
What do you mean, does it need to be?
Can you just say what we said, that it's only for Sartia that's on Barsha 2000?
You could say that, and we'll see the base of Ryan kind of does say that, but the Mishnah Yaakov didn't seem to entertain that. The Mishnah Yaakov assumed that it must be that the violations of Hotzah going on in the time of Nehemia were in Yerushalayim, that the takanos were for the population there. There definitely wasn't a population of Shishim Riba, and so it must be you don't need Shishim Riba for Shishim Riba. And the Hanami, you could argue with that. That's what the Beis Ephraim says. Good. So Beis Ephraim first says, Beis Ephraim is in Siman Kavav, page 92 in the classic pagination. Siman Kavav, page 92, paragraph beginning, Umasha Kasav Raya. So first of all, in the Midbar, we know there are many more than Shishim Riba people. There were Shishim Riba men between 20 and 60, but there were far more, including women, children, and the Erev Rav. So it's Yitachen. I mean, that's one of the kashas that the Bali Tosus ask on the position that you need Shishim Riba. Right? Tosus Dibamaskel Ketzad Erevin Davav Ben Aleph. Having the name Shishim Riba, the Re asks, B'digle Midbar, how you tafen Hashem le'em Mispar? There were far more than Shishim Riba. So if it's doing the Digle Midbar, then you should require millions of people. The Tosfos answer, and the Erevav, the Tosfos answer is, Yesh lomer de lo garmin ami mishkan el milsa d'ksiv misparav. So, in a Hanami, in point of fact, there were millions of people, but we only learned what it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk only gives us a number of 600,000, so that's the model for the definition of Rishis HaRabim. So that's what Refine Dom Argolia says, that, yeah, there were millions of people in the Midbar. So in the Chanami, when they got into Eretz Yisrael, there were millions of people, and maybe you did have 600,000 people that congregated at one point, in one place, that could have still been a Rishis HaRabim Daraisa. You had women, you had children, you had people who were under 20 in the Midbar who then became of age during the years of Kibush. So you could have had millions of people. So maybe in Echonami you had some place in Eretz Yisrael where you had a population of Shishim Riba. And then he says, even if that's not the case, as it is, all the cities in Eretz Yisrael were walled. Yericho, the walls fell down. But the other cities had walls. So those cities wouldn't have been a Rishis HaRabim anyway you slice it. If you're bothered, Mishnas Yaakov, that happened to be there was no Rishis HaRabim the minute they got into Eretz Yisrael, that should have been true regardless. Even if you don't need Shishim Riba, but all the cities had walls. So you wouldn't have had Rishis HaRabim for that reason. And then he says, what you were saying, that in the time of Nehemia, what was the issue? That as it was, Yerushalayim, the walls were locked, the gates were locked. So Yerushalayim would have been Rishis HaRabim anyway because it was Dal Sesenu L'Svalayla. The gates were locked at night. It wasn't Rishis HaRabim anyway. What was the issue? The issue was the way to Yerushalayim. The Sraki, the Derech HaHolech Mi'el'ir. So that in a Hanami, he said, as you could have said, what you were saying, that maybe you don't need Shishim Riba there, even if you need Shishim Riba by ear. But he was saying, it could be that you had Shishim Riba. That was... That serviced a larger population, and the issue was bringing it in for the roads, and the roads might have been Rishis HaRabim, even if the city wasn't a Rishis HaRabim. Okay. Now, if you do require shishim ribo in order to make an area a city in Tirshas Harabim, where do those shishim ribo need to be situated? The Rashi writes, Erev and Vav Amud Aleph, Dira Maskel Rishis Harabim. Erev and Vav Amud Aleph, Dira Maskel Rishis HaRabim. Ir Shemitsuyin Ba Shishim Ribo. A city that has 600,000 people in it.
That's Rashi anyway.
Rashi Erev and Vav Amud Aleph. Ir Shemitsuyin Ba Shishim Ribo. A city with 600,000 people inside the city. Not in any particular street, but 600,000 people in the city as a whole. Rashi Nun Tesamen Aleph. Rashi Nun Tesamen Aleph Dibra Maskel Ir Shel Yachid. Nichnasin Ba Tamid Shishim Ribo Shel B'nei Adam. Again, that there's a constant entry of people into the city in the number of Shishim Ribo. So Rashi seems pretty clear. You don't need Shishim Ribo in any particular street. You just need Shishim Ribo to be in the city as a whole. And also Rashi sounds like you don't need a population of Shishim Ribo per se. You can include people that are coming into the city to visit, for commercial activity, for business, to go to work. Right? Nichnasin ba tamin Shishim Ribo, not Mitsuyin ba, but Nichnasin ba, that you can include people that are coming from the outside for whatever reason, into the city. But that seems pretty clear in Rashi, that we're looking at Shishim Ribo in the city as a whole. So says the Ritva, Shabbos Vav Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel, the Ezo Rishus Arabim. Vav Amud Aleph in the Ritva, and Shabbos, Dibur Maskel, the Ezo Rishus Arabim. Hadam Ridan, Sheyesh Ba Derech, L'shishim ribo. But we say that the area has to be a derech, a route, for shishim ribo. Lo sof davar shiyu kavuin ben. It doesn't mean that you have to have 600,000 people that are kavu in the city. Ela shehu derech lehem. But it's open to them, it's accessible to them. And that's what Yerushalayim was. If I write, Yerushalayim was lif'amin ba'im sham the derech lehem. So Yerushalayim is a capital, it was a center of activity, and sometimes you have Shishim Ribo in the city, even if that wasn't the permanent population.
Why is using Yerushalayim as an example if it's walled? Because anyway,
as the Gemara says, that Ilmale Del Sesenu, let's call it Laila, it would have been Rosh Hashanah. So we know that Yerushalayim had all the ingredients, all the criteria of Shisharab, except for, if not for the fact that the walls, that the gates were closed that night.
And so the reverse says it, what does he mean when he says Derech?
So that Derech sounds like it's accessible to Shishim Ribo, even if you don't have Shishim Ribo as part of the permanent population. Lif'amim ba'im sham, v'hi Derech lehem. That sometimes you'd have Shishim Ribo that come into the city, even if they're not there on a permanent basis. So I want to divide, one second, I want to divide these two topics. Now we're focusing on whether the Shishim Ribo need to be in one specific area, one street, or in the entire city. The separate issue, the Ritva here is addressing both, but I'm going to deal with this separately, is whether the Shishim Ribo need to be there on a daily basis, on an occasional basis, on a constant basis. That we'll probably talk about next time. Yeah.
Me, yeah. 100,000 one day, 100,000 next day, and they could all be alternating and you add them all together?
No. You'd have to have, at least at some point, Shishim Ribo there.
Derech Shishim Ribo would mean it's the way for 600,000 people. It doesn't sound like
it's accessible for 600,000
people. But it doesn't mean they'd be accessing it on the same day. Those 600,000 people.
It does not mean they need to access it on the same day, but it would mean that at some point,
for 600,000 people.
It means that so at least it has the capacity of holding 600,000 people. 600,000 people have access to it. But I want to address that issue separately later. Let's just focus on the first question.
This classroom is, can hold 600,000.
It's a classroom.
Okay. It's a classroom. You can't hold 600,000 people, even if you divide it over 10 days.
It doesn't explicitly can hold them. It says it's a derech chabad.
No, the derech means that it's accessible to. Let's deal with one thing at a time. The way the Chidush Eran says it there, b'shem ha-ra'ah, is lav de be'inan shishim ribo. It's not that you need 600,000 people there per se. Ela sheyesh kan derech l'shishim ribo kolom. What does that mean, derech? That there's a regilis, there's a norm that you have people there on a regular basis in the number of shishim ribo. But again, I'm going to come back to that issue probably next time. Okay, the Mishnah of Yaakov points this out in the Ritvan Rashi. Mishnah of Yaakov, pages Kuvav to Kuvzayan, that would seem to emerge from Rashi and the Ritva. And he posted Shil Tigiborim that you don't need all you need is Shishim Ribo in the city, not necessarily in a specific street, and you don't necessarily even need that the 600,000 people are mamish there at one time. So that issue we'll get to later.
It was the
Mishkan Seattle. Mishkan Seattle,
right.
Who's
the first one who said they need to all be at the same time? I'm sorry? The first one said they need to all be at the same time. You said Ragilan.
I said Ragilan
at some point
there. Okay, that's the Ritva and the Ra. The Ra and the Ra. Ragilan Leila Shamanash and Rabin Tadir Ke Shishim Riba. The Ramban of Daf Nun Tes quotes the Sefer Itim, the Ria Barcelona. He also says that the Shishim Ribo is in the entire city, not just on a given street. Lashon Medinos Vayaros She'en Behem Shishim Ribo. Cities that don't have Shishim Ribo, so we're looking at the city, not a particular road in the city. And Ramosha points out in Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Lamed Tes, Anafei, Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Lamed Tes Anafei, that's the big tshuva about Erevim in heaven. The Moshe points out that's Mavur and Tosus as well. Tosus is Lashon, Vav Min Aleph and Erevim, is Bokinbo. Bokinbo. 600,000 are traveling in it, not Bokinbahen. Bokinbahen would mean in the streets, Bokinbo means in the city. So we're looking at the population of the entire city. And Moshe writes that's Mesaver, because if we're looking at Didle Vidbar as a model, you didn't have Shishim Ribo in every, so to speak, street in the Vidbar. You had Shishim Ribo in the entire picture. Again, Moshe, as we'll see, is assuming that David the Diglamibar is a Machane Yisrael, not just a Machane Leviya. So if the model is a Machane Yisrael, you never had the entire population in any one street, or whatever the equivalent of a street was, in the Midbar, but rather with Shishim Ribo over the entire area.
But the minimum would have had to have been a space containing 600,000 people.
Correct.
So he's saying that minimum space does not have to contain 600,000 people in a city. They just have to be spread out.
If you have a city that contains 600,000 people, then that would be a rishus harab. Even if you don't have 600,000 people in a given street.
Right. Meaning, when they're walking, so whatever you would call their street, but within a given, or then within the smallest area that could contain 600,000 people, that's where the Jews were, and they were in the Midbar. So, I mean, that would be the size of the street, which would be pretty big if you transferred it to the city.
Okay, but we know that as long as a street is 16 amos wide, that's enough to make an intrusion a rabbi.
Right now, but I'm saying here we're just focusing on the amount of people and everything else. Okay. There was a whole tumult about with the Arab in Flatbush. I remember the point of contention was on Ocean Parkway.
Yeah, okay, so we'll get there.
Which is a street.
So we're not done. Okay, Reb Chaim Ozer in Achiezer Chelek Dalit Simen Ches, Chelek Dalit Simen Ches, which is the volume of Achiezer published posthumously. So Reb Chaim Ozer there was asked about the feasibility of constructing an Erev in Paris, which had a population of Shishim Ribo. Reb Chaim Ozer assumes in that tshuva that Paris, as far as Shishim Ribo goes, Paris would have the status of Shishim Ribo even if you don't have Shishim Ribo in any given street. Even if there's no street in Paris that that has Shishim Ribo traversing it in any, whatever the given time is, as long as there are Shishim Ribo in the city, that's enough to make it into a Rishus Harabim. However, there are other Rishonim that sound like Shishim Ribo is dependent on a given street. For example, Lashon HaSmak, Smak page Reish Tzadivav in the standard printing, Smak page Reish Tzadivav, which is a rabbin he sratya platya, Perish Racha Tezayin Amos, Ubekiyah Shal Shishim Rabo B'nei Adam Bokin Bo. So Bo seems to be going on the road. So too, Ramban, Shabbos Nun Zayin Amun Aleph, quotes the Sefer Truma, Mimnei She'ena Mevoas Rechavim Tezayin Amba, the streets are not Tezayin Amba's wide, therefore it's not a Rosh Hashanah, the Ode, Shane over in Behen, Shishim Ribo B'chol Yom, and you don't have Shishim Ribo on those streets. That sounds like, in order to be a Rishis Rabim, you have to have Shishim Ribo in a given street.
Was there a Mishnah?
Lashon is Mivo'os, Rechav and Tesayin Abba, so the streets that are Tesayin Abba's wide. Mivo'os, Rechav and Tesayin Abba. So you're talking about an area that's not a Rishus Rabim. Why is it not a Rishus Rabim? Number one, the streets are not Tezayin Amos wide. The Osh ain't over in Bahen, Shishim Ribo B'chol Yom. And you don't have 600,000 traversing those streets. So it sounds like it's on the streets. You have Shishim Ribo on the streets.
The Moshe says on the Baal Shuma that he says it sounds like the opposite.
Rav Moshe says on the Baal Trumos,
that even though you might think he's saying a single street, he thinks it's actually saying the whole city. Is that worded differently?
Yeah, but the Pashas, it is true that the Sefer Truma inside doesn't say that. The Sefer Truma that we have printed, the Sefer Truma, actually says Shelton Ba Shishim Ribo. But the simple reading of the Ramban citation is that Behen is going on the street.
It's written differently, or at least how
Rav
Moshe quotes it versus.
I don't remember. I have to look at it again. But there is a difference between the way it's quoted in the Ramban and the Ra, and the way it appears in Sefer Truma Lifaneinu. Whether or not that's the position of Sefer Truma, that is what the Shacharim sounds like, right? Lashon Shacharim Aruch, V'yesh Omrim.
How he quotes it is different than the Smak. Because he reads the Sefer Truma certain way, then he reads the Smak that way.
Right, in a Hanami. I don't remember any questions over to him. We can take a look. Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Amim Shekol Shein Shishim Bibo Ovrin Bo. B'chol Yom, Eino Rishas HaRabim. Right, that sounds like it's going on the street. Rechavos Hashvakim Rechavim Tesai Namo, Eino Mekurim, Eino Mechom, Afil Yesh Amchom Ehim Mefulash Mishar Lashar, Havishas HaRabim, Yesh Amim Shekol Shein Shishim Bibo Ovrin Bo, B'chol Yom, Eino Rishas HaRabim. That sounds like it's going on the street. Because there's no mention of a city here. It's all going back on the street. Now, this seems to have been a point of chazara in the Divrei Malkiel, the Lam Sharav. We quoted this Divrei Malkiel previously for a different reason. The Divrei Malkiel writes, Chelek Dalid Simen Gimel. Jewish Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Dalid Simen Gimel. First he writes about Mefulash, that the reason people constructed Erevin even in cities with a large population was because there was no road that was Mefulash. The Gam Ki Ashishim Ribo Mefuzarim B'chol Rechavos, and also because the Ashishim Ribo were spread out throughout the city. V'lo Yizdamin Klal Sheyelchu Kulam Rishis HaRabim Echad, and you don't have any situation where you have Shishim Ribo that would travel in any one particular road, in any one particular part of the city. So even if you had a population of Shishim Ribo in the city as a whole, you didn't have Shishim Ribo in any particular point or any particular road in the city. Okay, that's what he writes in Chelek Dalet Simen Gimel. Previously, in Chelek Gimel, the Ashmatos to Simen Yudches, he wrote something else. Chelek Gimel, Ashmatos to Simen Yudches. There he wrote, that even though you could argue that in a city with a population of Shishim Ribo, there's no one road where everyone walks, but it's hard to rely on that which we don't find Mefurash in Rishonim. Yesh Elahamid Alzeh Kevin Shalom Etzina B'Rishonim Chil Etzeh Chalil alana l'chade svarim yidatein of isa deraisa, and also maybe you have a derech holich meir le'ir, or you have a train, a track, where you do have Shishim Ribo on that road. So Chelek Dalid, he wrote that as long as you don't have Shishim Ribo on one particular road, which you won't, there's no problem with Shishim Ribo. Chelek Gimel, he wrote that even if they're not on the same road, it's still a Rishus HaRabim. So the Sefer Tzias HaShavis, Rabbi Weissman, Tej Nun Hei, he quotes the Divrei Malkiel as being Machmir, that you don't need Shishim Ribo in one street, it's enough to have Shishim Ribo in the whole city. That's the Divrei Malkiel Chelek Gimel. But he doesn't tell you that the Divrei Malkiel Chelek Dalid seem to have been closer from that position. Chelek Dalid, he writes, that if it's spread out in different places, that's not a Rishus HaRabim. And in the other direction, in the Flatbush Community Erev Kuntris, which is published anonymously by the Vav Lentikin Erevin of Greater Flatbush, Brooklyn, New York, Shvat Tavshin Samech Hei, and I'm pretty sure that the author of this Kuntris is the same as the Baal HaErevOnline.blogspot blog, because a lot of the material is the same. So he goes to Divrei Malkiel in the other direction. He says, no, Divrei Malkiel Paske is Mekel, that as long as you don't have Shishim Ribo in one street, it's not a Rishus Rabim. But he makes the following erroneous assertion. Page 15, footnote 22. Sorry, page 22, footnote 15. He writes, it was a Masorah through the ages that Shishim Ribo is dependent on a single street. The Divrei Malkiel stated when writing to the people erecting an Erev in the city of Odessa, that's Tehillat Daled, which had approximately Shishim Ribo, that the Midah is to erect Erev in even the biggest of cities, and it does not concern us that they have Shishim Ribo, since the Shishim Ribo is dispersed over all the streets. So it's true that the Divrei Malkiel writes on the Chelek Dalet, but to claim that this was the Mesorah through the ages, and that's what the Divrei Malkiel writes, seems a little bit disingenuous, because Divrei Malkiel himself initially took a contrary position in Chelek Gimel. Dai Fisher, Shuvas Eben Yisrael, Chelek Ches Simen Lamed Vav, Chelek Ches Simen Lamed Vav, says that there's no real Hachra on the Shaila as to whether you need Shishim Ribo in a given street or it's sufficient to have Shishim Ribo in the entire city. But the basis of having an Erev in Yerushalayim, modern day Yerushalayim, even though there's a population of more than Shishim Ribo, is because of the Chazanish's Chiddush in how you calculate
the spacing
between the spacing of Omri Ruba in contemporary cities. In the same thing, it's a Shabbos, page Samach Hei Samach Vav, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv all through Klishenis as being of the opinion that you don't need Shishim Ribo in the same street, even though the community Erev Kuntris quotes B'Shem Rav Eliashiv the opposite, all from secondary and tertiary citations. I don't know who to believe. Which leads us to discuss Rav Moshe's Kiddush as to how to calculate the area in which Shishim Ribo must be found. And as we're running out of time, we'll stop for now. And Wednesday, Rav Sashem will continue with Rav Moshe's Kiddush and then analyze whether Shishim Ribo has to be Ba'oso Yom or over time, and where the Shishim Ribo needs to be situated.